Look, before we leave this bike story, some of you saying, have the police actually issued penalty points in Northern Ireland? The answer is, I don't know, and quite frankly, I doubt it. But here's the score. They are publicly warning people that they may do so. And so that is a deterrent, isn't it, to go out on your bike? Like, who on earth would risk going out on one of these electric bikes now if the state, if the authorities in Northern Ireland are saying up to £1,000 fine, you will be liable to 6 penalty points if the police choose to do so. One of the major retailers in Northern Ireland, Halfords, after this programme was broadcast yesterday, suspending all sales of the bikes. 0-30-30-80-55-55. We had, I think it was Chris Little, the MLA Chris Little, on the Nolan Show yesterday saying that he's going to contact the Secretary of State about this. Well, look, what we did was we sent Vinny out to a guy called John Taggart, who's from the Car College in West Belfast. And John took him through some of the compulsory manoeuvres that need to be done. The compulsory basic training. This is part of the testing that you will now have to do in Northern Ireland to ride your electric push bike. Let's have a listen.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
If you want to ride one of those electric motorcycles, what you obviously have to have is a provisional entitlement, come under a category Q. It was brought in on 19th of January 2013, and it was a European third directive that came in under.
And what is a category Q bike?
Any bike with an internal combustion engine includes electric that can't speed going any more than 25 kilometres or 15.5 mile an hour.
This is what I said we weren't going to do. We were going to get all confused and technical.
No. Under local legislation, there is no set test for a category Q. The legal minimum test that you can do is a category AM.
Have you got my leathers ready?
Well, I think we will try and get you into a set of leathers that we'll have there.
My bicycle, I want to ride my bicycle, races are coming.
They've given me these really quite tight leathers. They're cream and orangey pink and black. I'm really sure that these are lady leathers. Anyway, I've just about got them zipped up. Right, how'd it go?
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
What do you think of me and my leathers?
I refuse to comment.
Born to be wild.
John, what do we do? How do we get onto this thing here?
No, many here on this bike here.
Can I not go for the engine one? No.
No, this is the engine one there. This is your category Q.
So after getting all snug in my leathers, I put my helmet on and got on the bike. There is a set of cones, 10 along the road there. The end two are a different colour. What's the purpose of these and what am I going to do?
What we're going to do is we're going to teach you how to slalom through the cones.
And that means
that you're going in and out through them as if you would be filtering through traffic on a normal motorcycle. The last two cones, which you mentioned there, were a different colour.
Yes.
You're going to have to do a figure of eight. That means you're going to have to go round those two cones twice.
Okay. Sounds fairly straightforward. And once again, this is just part of a lot of training that you have to do.
At this point, it is compulsory for what we need you to do.
I'm ready.
So we need you to get this bike going.
Always take them a bit tight.
Oh. He's run over.
This is really quite difficult in these leathers. They are not as supple as I would have expected. Then I don't think these are quite designed for push bikes, whether they're electric or not.
This is a poor laugh.
In and out of this one.
The ambulance, we might need that.
Am I doing all right?
Figure of eight size.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not the being right figure of eight.
Is that doing too bad?
No, not as easy as he thought.
I am sweating in these leathers.
He's getting cocky now.
Yeah.
Now to zigzag back through the cones and back up to the end.
You done well?
Can't get this thing off.
Helmets are as important as seatbelts.
John, thank you very much.
No problem.
Right, can you help me get out of this leather gear now? But that's not the first time you've heard that.
Born to be wild.
so you can see that test that you'll now have to do for your push bike, your electric push bike. You can see it on Twitter at Stephen Nolan. You can see it on the Facebook page, the Real Stephen Nolan. The manoeuvres that you will now be tested. You wouldn't be if you were in England, Scotland or Wales, but because they didn't change the legislation here, none of them got round to doing it. You now have to do a manoeuvre test.